State of Michigan, Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, Bureau of Services for Blind Persons, Edward F. Rogers II, Director, Steve R. Wood, Acting Director, Rick Snyder, Governor. January 14, 2013, Celeste Choate, Subregional Librarian, WLBPD at AADL, 343 South 5th Avenue, Ann Arbor, Michigan, 48104. Dear Celeste, enclosed are the formal site review document and summary resulting from my site visit to WLBPD at AADL on October 4, 2012. Please review the summary of recommendations, there is only one, and reply within 3 months as to your plan to meet them. A special thanks to you and your staff for testing out the online version of the new ALA-NLS site review document. We learned that an updated version of the Michigan standards will make this process easier on all. Sincerely, Sue Chenault, Regional Librarian. LARA is an equal opportunity employer. Auxiliary aids, services, and other reasonable accommodations are available on request to individuals with disabilities. BSBP, Braille and Talking Book Library, 702 West Kalamazoo Street, P.O. Box 30007, Lansing, Michigan, 48909-7507. Toll-free, 800-992-9012, 888-864-1212, Local, 517-373-5614, Fax, 517-373-5865, www.michigan.gov/BTBL, btbl@michigan.gov. Summary comments, WLBPD at AADL, October 4, 2012. Commendations, WLBPD at AADL is to be commended for your involvement in the Midlands Initiative to establish a national wiki for libraries serving the blind and physically handicapped. AADL's offer to host the site and your leadership in its development is most valuable and greatly appreciated. We commend you on another successful Visions Vendor Fair in 2012 and the inclusion of speakers of interest to your patron base. Recommendations. We recommend that the library periodically call patrons who have overdue digital books as a reminder to return them and ensure that an adequate number of copies are available for circulation. Site review. Washtenaw, LBPD at AADL, October 4, 2012. This review is based on ASCLA-NLS Revised Standards of Service 2011. 1. Provision of Services. 1.1. Network libraries and machine lending agencies shall register patrons in compliance with PL 89-522, Pratt-Smoot Act as amended and extended. A. In the lending of content, metadata, hardware, and software, preference shall be given at all times to the needs of blind and other eligible print-disabled persons who have been honorably discharged from the armed forces of the United States. B. Network libraries and machine lending agencies shall maintain information about patrons to meet LC-NLS requirements and to provide service resulting in quantifiable information while maintaining patron confidentiality. C. Network libraries and machine lending agencies shall, within 5 business days of receiving an application for service, verify that the application is complete, initiate contact for additional information, or return the application for proper certification. D. Once a completed application is verified, network libraries and machine lending agencies shall initiate service within 2 business days. E. Network libraries and machine lending agencies that have in their service areas schools serving eligible children shall contact these schools to every effort to ensure that all eligible children in the schools are registered for LC-NLS services. Information about NLS services and eligibility criteria have been mailed to all public, private, and charter school principals in the MI-1B service area. In addition, ongoing efforts are made to promote services to children via local schools by offering that WLBPD at AADL staff visit to provide information to their staff and or parent groups. F. Network libraries and machine learning agencies shall ensure the confidentiality of patron records following applicable laws as well as the guidelines presented in the ALA Policy on Confidentiality of Library Records, see Appendix E. All of Provision 1.1 standards are being met. 1.2. Machine learning agencies, MLA, and subletting agencies, SLA, shall comply with the MLA agreements and the subletting agency agreement. A. LCNLS shall provide each MLA and SLA with a procedures manual. B. Network libraries, MLAs, and SLAs shall provide playback equipment and accessories within 2 business days of a patron application or request. C. As developed and made available, network libraries shall provide playback equipment and accessories using an equitable distribution policy, taking into consideration that federal law gives preference to veterans and NLS policy gives secondary preference to centenarians, 10 squared members. All of Provisions 1.2 standards are being met. 1.3. Network libraries and machine learning agencies shall maintain all circulation and machine learning data electronically, including barred circulation. Provision 1.3 standard is met using cull.net version 4. 1.4. Network libraries may develop different loan periods for different formats. MI-1B allows DB for 60 days, RC for 60 days, LT for 4 weeks via AADL's large print by mail service. Describe videos for 60 days. Overdue notices are not sent out at this time. A. Network libraries shall levy no fine on overdue, damaged, or lost materials which are part of the LCNLS National Collection. B. Network libraries shall develop and communicate to their patrons appropriate loan policies for materials not in the National Collection, such as large print and descriptive videos. All of Provision 1.4 standards are being met. 1.5. Network libraries and machine learning agencies shall ensure convenient access to materials and services. A. Network libraries and machine learning agencies shall provide materials and information about these services in appropriate, accessible formats. MI-1B provides information about machine learning services in audio, braille, electronic, and large print formats. B. Network libraries and machine learning agencies shall provide hours of service during normal business hours. MI-1B hours of service, Monday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. C. Network libraries shall ensure that library service meets reasonable preferences and patterns of individual patrons. When WLBPD at AADL is unable to provide materials, they utilize other resources. When patrons requested afternoon programming, they provided it. They have worked with a book discussion group placing ILL requests as appropriate and provided digitally duped DBs for the entire group. D. Network libraries shall provide reader advisors to assist patrons in identifying specific materials and formats in their areas of interest. All staff on information desks and those who answer the WLBPD at AADL phones can provide RA services. 1.6. Network libraries and machine learning agencies shall provide services in languages other than English to the greatest extent possible and as appropriate to their communities. Network libraries shall maintain resources and collaborate with other institutions to serve patrons who speak or read languages other than English. The service primarily requested is the interlibrary loan of world language materials. Google Translator is being added to WLBPD.AADL.org, NLS National Collection, and MSCE Foreign Language Collection are used. 1.7. Network libraries and machine learning agencies shall facilitate and encourage, when appropriate, various modes of independent access to materials and services through available and accessible online, by telephone, and other means, and shall develop and communicate processes and procedures for using these tools to all interested individuals and groups. Independent access is available through online catalogs, telephone, and email. All print and electronic modes of promotion include MI-1B phone, email, and web addresses. 1.8. Network libraries and machine learning agencies shall process patron requests for materials and information within 5 business days. Requests for books and magazines generated through Talking Book Topics or Braille Book Review and similar promotional activities shall be processed within 7 business days. A. Network libraries and machine learning agencies shall have the capability to accept patron requests via toll-free voice, including relay services for deaf callers, with toll-free telephone service that is answered by staff members during all business hours. During hours when the library is closed, the toll-free number shall provide voicemail capability. B. Network libraries and machine learning agencies shall offer patrons the option to make requests and receive service via online access, such as email, that is fully accessible. Patrons may email requests or request materials independently by accessing the regional and NLS catalogs and BARD via the MI-1B website. C. Network libraries and machine learning agencies shall have the capability to accept patron requests via fax and through the United States Postal Service, USPS. D. Network libraries and machine learning agencies shall have the capability to serve walk-in patrons. All components of Provision 1.8 are being met. 1.9. Network libraries and machine learning agencies shall process all return materials within 5 business days. A. Network libraries shall ensure that circulating materials are inspected, in good condition, and fully prepared for the next patron. Provision 1.9 is being met. 1.10. Network libraries and machine learning agencies shall respond to patron requests for contact within 5 business days. Provision 1.10 is being met. 1.11. Network libraries shall respond to patron requests for information, including reference requests. A. Network libraries shall fulfill ready reference requests from their patrons within 1 business day. B. Network libraries shall fulfill in-depth reference requests from their patrons within 5 business days. C. Network libraries shall collaborate with libraries and other organizations as appropriate to facilitate fulfillment of reference requests. WLBPD@AADL staff utilizes all available tools, including strong relationships with numerous community organizations, to answer all reference questions that are asked. Resources are available to patrons and staff alike at WLBPD@AADL.org. D. Network libraries shall refer their patrons to public, university, and other libraries or resources if appropriate. The WLBPD@AADL staff wiki includes information on other resources for staff to refer patrons. Staff also blog about resources on WLBPD@AADL.org. E. Network libraries shall provide patrons with information about and referrals to other service agencies. All of Provision 1.11 standards are being met. 1.12. Network libraries shall provide newsletters, at least quarterly, and other direct communications as appropriate in accessible format. WLBPD@AADL News is published at least quarterly in Braille, large type, electronic format, and online as an audio file. A. Network libraries should communicate with patrons in hard copy at least quarterly to ensure accuracy of mailing addresses. B. Network libraries shall have the capacity to deliver electronic formats via email. C. Network libraries shall make electronic copies of newsletters and other direct communications available on a fully accessible website. 1.13. Network libraries shall maintain a fully accessible and usable public website informed by the most recent guidelines issued by the Web Accessibility Initiative of the World Wide Web Consortium, www.w3.org/WAI. A. Network library website shall provide online public access catalogs, OPACs, and other appropriate bibliographic finding aids, including links and union catalogs. A link to BTBL's public access catalog is provided on wlbpd.aadl.org/wlbpd/request. In addition, links to Voyager and BTBL's public access catalog are available in the left-hand dashboard on every page of wlbpd@aadl.org. B. Network libraries shall accept patron requests for materials and information via their websites or email. C. Network libraries shall accept patron feedback via their websites or email. D. Network libraries shall post electronic copies of all forms, patron policies, and procedures. MI1B posts electronic copies of forms, patron policies, and procedures, annual reports, newsletters, links to LCNLS and patron satisfaction survey and survey results on their website. E. Network libraries shall frequently review all information and links on their websites to ensure information is current and correct. Ongoing. F. Network libraries shall include supplemental information relevant to their patrons, such as links to consumer groups, other libraries, and service agencies on their websites. G. Network libraries providing internet-based virtual reference services shall work to ensure that these services are fully accessible. All provisions of Standard 1.13 are being met. 1.14. Network libraries shall maintain information about national, state, and local reading programs and book discussion groups and shall facilitate patron participation in these activities. A. Network libraries shall make bibliographies available to public and other libraries describing titles in the collection related to national, statewide, and regional reading program themes. B. Network libraries shall participate in national, regional, and/or local reading programs and book discussion groups. C. Network libraries shall develop customized reading programs and book discussion groups as appropriate. All provisions of Standard 1.14 are being met. 1.15. Network libraries shall promote storytelling and tactile resources for young, pre-reading children through collaboration with public and other libraries, schools, and agencies promoting family literacy initiatives, early intervention programs, etc. AADL is a public library and is a member of the Literacy Coalition of Washtenaw County. Weekly baby playgroups encourage literacy and tactile development, aadl.org/baby. A CD of stories and songs for baby playgroups are distributed to Washtenaw First Steps early on and is available to all online. 1.16. Appropriate special format materials and services developed by network libraries to serve young pre-reading children shall be provided in accordance with these standards. This standard is being met. 1.17. Network libraries shall establish deposit collections and demonstration collections to extend services to eligible individuals who may reside in or are served by these institutions. Deposit collections of AADL materials, including large print books, are located in 5 facilities in the AADL service area. Institutions in Washtenaw County have been registered in call and have the capacity to order materials. 1.18. Network libraries shall provide access to library materials through interlibrary loan or other resource sharing options within the United States. This standard is being met. 1.24. Network libraries shall acquire and maintain accurate patron name and address information on patrons being served and communicate additions, deletions, and changes of address to the NLS Comprehensive Mailing List System vendor on a weekly basis. provision 1.24 is being met. 2. Resource development and management. 2.1. Network libraries shall acquire or produce reading materials to supplement the national collection as appropriate to their service communities. WLBPD at AADL acquires large print materials to supplement the national collection. It does not produce audiobooks. A. Network libraries that produce reading materials in specialized formats shall do so in accordance with appropriate copyright laws in response to patron demand and emphasizing titles of regional and local importance. B. Network libraries shall maintain original masters of all locally produced Braille and/or recorded materials. C. Network libraries shall submit bibliographic information for locally produced titles to LC-NLS for inclusion in the International Union Catalog. D. Network libraries shall make the existence of locally produced materials discoverable by other network libraries by including bibliographic records in the International Union Catalog. E. Network libraries are encouraged to submit locally recorded materials to the MSCE Quality Assurance Program. Provision 2.1 is not applicable to subregional libraries. 2.2. Network libraries that duplicate accessible format materials produced for the national collection shall do so according to LC-NLS quality control standards. WLBPD at AADL duplicates single copies using a patch cord from the NLS Bard site. The entire Bard catalog was downloaded onto a local server for easy access. Specialized requests are being fulfilled for a local book group, and processes are currently in development to fulfill wish lists and other specialized requests not offered through the regional or NLS libraries. 2.3. Network libraries shall maintain or provide access to collections of sufficient quantity and condition to meet patron demand in a timely and responsive manner. A. Network libraries shall alter or discontinue circulation of any format of material only with input from and in collaboration with LC-NLS, network library advisory groups, and patrons. No collections have been discontinued to date. RCs will be discontinued by January 2013. Circulation of RCs will be dependent on the regional collection at that time. 2.4. Network libraries shall develop and implement procedures to determine the number of copies of new titles to request from NLS for the national collection. A. Regional libraries shall maintain, for titles available in a unique format and which are circulated, a minimum of one copy of each title they distribute that is provided by LC-NLS. B. Subregional libraries shall maintain in each format they circulate at least one copy of each title provided by LC-NLS in the preceding 24 months. D. Does your library ensure patrons have access to Braille materials produced by NLS? Braille is provided by LC-NLS via MI-1A. 2.5. Network libraries shall use the bibliographic standard adopted by LC-NLS when cataloging materials. The regional library catalogs according to NLS standard. 2.6. Network libraries shall, within their collection maintenance policies, systematically review and weed their collections, ensuring one copy is retained in accordance with LC-NLS procedures. Provision 2.6 is being met. 2.7. Network libraries shall maintain information about national, state, and local organizations and programs concerned with services to eligible patrons. Provision 2.7 is being met. 2.8. Network libraries shall maintain or have access to professional materials and resources in print or electronic formats that support the development and provision of library services, including a collection of standard reference works and of reader advisory reference materials. Provision 2.8 is being met. 2.10. LC-NLS shall make available audio playback equipment and accessories. C. Network libraries and machine lending agencies shall maintain sufficient inventories to ensure provision of audio playback equipment and accessories within 5 business days of a patron application or request. Provision 2.10C is being met. 2.12. Network libraries shall maintain the capacity to download, duplicate, and circulate NLS audiobooks and magazines in digital format. MI-1B is currently downloading, duplicating, and circulating NLS audiobooks on a weekly basis and some on demand. They are not currently downloading, duplicating, or circulating magazines in digital format, but have the capacity to do so. 2.13. Network libraries shall maintain the capacity to duplicate and share locally produced digital Braille files and/or digital audio files. The capacity is there, but the library has not done so yet. 2.14. Network libraries shall participate in the NLS recall process for digital cartridges. This will be done. 2.15. Network libraries shall ensure equitable distribution of available equipment and accessories to patrons. Provision 2.15 is being met. 3. Public education and outreach. 3.1. Network libraries shall develop and implement a coordinated public awareness, education, and outreach plan for use in their service areas. A. Network libraries shall collaborate with public and other libraries, schools, veterans organizations, senior organizations, and other organizations and agencies as appropriate to promote their library services. WLBPD at AADL has an outreach department comprised of 5 full-time staff that engages in all of the above on a regular and ongoing basis. B. Network libraries shall develop and implement awareness programs and materials to reach students in library science, education, social service, and similar college and university programs as appropriate in their local service areas. Awareness programs have not been developed at the college level. However, the library has discussed collection development duties of MI-1B staff at yearly visits to collection development talks to the University of Michigan and Wayne State University. C. Network libraries shall conduct awareness activities and events as appropriate to promote a climate of public awareness favorable to the development, expansion, and improvement of library services. Examples include author and narrator events and open houses. Open houses held for Lions clubs after visits were made to local meetings, worked with a team of low vision providers, Taubman Health Sciences Library, Lions Club, Kellogg Eye Center, Michigan Eye Bank, to offer low-vision screening and low-vision events for 2011 Healthy Vision Month. This partnership is scheduled to continue to brainstorm other events. Staff has forged relationships with the following community groups: UM Council for Disability Concerns, Kellogg Eye Center Low Vision Group, and the Veterans Affairs Visual Impairment Services Team. 4. Consulting Services. 4.1. LCNLS shall provide a minimum of 2 full-time consultants to advise and assist network libraries. A. LCNLS network consultants shall conduct biennial consulting visits to each regional library and machine lending agency. B. LCNLS consultants shall prepare and submit a final written report of observations and recommendations and shall send a copy to the regional library or machine lending agency visited and its administering agency within 4 months of the consultant visit. C. Visited regional libraries and machine lending agencies shall prepare a written response within 4 months of receiving the consultant report and shall send a copy to their administering agency and the consultant. D. LCNLS consultants shall call regional libraries in the off year between visits to update the status of the recommendations from the last consultant report. Updates will be documented and sent to regional librarians and the library's administering agency. Provision 4.1 is not applicable to subregional libraries. 4.2. Regional libraries shall advise and assist subregional libraries as well as other libraries and agencies in the development and implementation of services in their geographic areas. A. Regional libraries shall conduct biennial consulting visits to each sub-regional library according to LC-NLS procedures. Not applicable. B. Regional libraries shall prepare and submit a final written report of observations and recommendations and shall send a copy to the sub-regional library and its administering agency within 3 months of the consultant visit. Not applicable. C. Visited sub-regional libraries shall prepare a written response within 3 months of receiving the regional library report and shall send a copy to the LC-NLS regional consultant, administering agency, and the regional library. This will be done. 4.3. Machine lending agencies shall advise and assist sub-lending agencies in the development and provision of services in their geographic areas. A. Machine lending agencies shall conduct biennial consulting visits to each sub-lending agency. Not applicable. B. Machine lending agencies shall prepare and submit a final written report of observations and recommendations and shall send a copy to the sub-lending agency, its administering agency, and LC-NLS within 3 months of the machine lending agency visit. Not applicable. C. Visited sub-lending agencies shall prepare a written response within 3 months of receiving the machine lending agency report and shall send a copy to their administering agency, the machine lending agency, and LC-NLS. This will be done. 4.4. Sub-regional libraries shall advise and assist local libraries and related agencies in their geographic service areas. Provision 4.4 is being met. 4.5. Network libraries shall participate in networking through professional exchanges. Staff attends in-person community service provider meetings, participates in listservs, attends network library meetings, visits other libraries and meets with staff, and attends Midlands and NLS conferences. 5. Volunteers and internship programs. Volunteers and interns are not used by the WLBPD at AADL. 6. Administration and organization. 6.1. The State Library Agency or other administering agency shall be responsible for the development and coordination of this library service, either directly through its administration and budget or indirectly through cooperation with the administering agency. This provision is being met. 6.2. Each network library and machine lending agency shall comply with all laws and regulations pertaining to rights of and services to persons with disabilities. Provision 6.2 is being met. 6.3. The regional library shall be responsible for machine lending agency functions under their direction as described in the Lending Agency Service Appendix C. A. The regional library or machine lending agency may designate sublending agencies with LC-NLS concurrence. Machines are distributed by the regional library. B. Each machine lending agency shall be responsible for ensuring that its sublending agencies comply with machine lending policy and procedure. Not applicable. 6.4. Network libraries shall administer, monitor, and evaluate deposit collection and demonstration collection operation and service while ensuring, at a minimum, annual contact. Large print is the only media distributed as deposit collections. 6.5. These standards shall apply as appropriate to all network cooperating units, including contractors, institutional borrowers, and any others who perform services or functions covered in these standards. Not applicable. 6.6. The network of cooperating libraries shall be composed of 4 regional conferences. Regional conferences should collaborate to sponsor joint meetings and events as appropriate. This standard is being met. 6.7. Network libraries shall collect advice and input from a full spectrum of patrons and patron constituency groups through mechanisms including, but not limited to, advisory groups, focus groups, and patron forums that shall convene at least once a year. Network libraries shall make appropriate use of communications technologies to facilitate consumer participation in patron and patron constituency groups. There are no consumer involvement committees at sub-regional libraries. The regional library does have a group that meets twice per year. 6.8. Network libraries shall, where applicable, support friends groups to promote library services. WLBPD at AADL does not have a friends group. 6.9. Network library staff shall be encouraged to attend and present at consumer organizations and at other types of constituent gatherings and conferences to provide updates and information about network programs and services. Provision 6.9 is being met. 7. Budget and funding. 7.1. Federal, state, and local units of government shall contribute funds, resources, and services to network libraries for the provision of library services to eligible patrons. Funds intended for seed funds, demonstration projects, and similar grants shall not be used to fund long-term ongoing operations. State and local funds are used for ongoing operations. Funds donated by local alliance groups have been used for purchasing blank digital cartridges for digital duplication. Provision 7.1 is being met. 7.2. Administering and funding agencies shall commit resources to enable network libraries and machine learning agencies to effectively operate, administer, and facilitate services as defined by these ASCLA standards. Provision 7.2 is being met. 7.3. The head of each network library shall have primary responsibility for the planning and administration of the budget, as well as the presentation or justification of the budget to appropriate groups or individuals. Provision 7.3 is being met. 7.4. The funding agency or administering agency shall consult with the head of its network library or machine lending agency before any action is taken affecting the finances of the program. Provision 7.4 is being met. 7.5. Network libraries shall work with administering and funding agencies to obtain outside funding for non-operational functions. Examples include grants and in-kind donations. The WLBPD at AADL works with Washtenaw Community College for the Visions Vendor Fair events. WCC donates the space. 7.6. Network libraries and machine lending agencies shall provide all LC-NLS services at no charge to the patron. Provision 7.6 is being met. 7.7. Network libraries may provide supplemental services to LC-NLS patrons. The fee for non-resident card will be waived for individual non-residents who qualify for services through the Washtenaw Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled at AADL and their families living at the same address. Digital cartridges and cables are made available for purchase for patrons wishing to download books on their own but prefer the cartridge format over the thumb drive. 8. Planning and Evaluation. 8.1. Network libraries shall develop comprehensive long-range plans separate from state LSTA plans designed to develop, implement, maintain, and improve services and programs and to optimize resource use. AADL's most recent strategic plan was developed in May 2010, is reviewed on an ongoing basis, and is updated online yearly at planning.aadl.org. WLBPD and patrons served by it are mentioned here at planning.aadl.org/planning/initiative1. Staff and management goals include goals designed to move WLBPD goals forward. A. The long-range plan shall be developed in cooperation with appropriate constituencies, especially patrons, administering, and funding agencies. B. The long-range plan shall include measurable objectives and a timetable for accomplishments. C. The long-range plan shall be developed in accordance with PL89-522 Pratt-Smoot Act as amended and extended, see Appendix D, as well as other appropriate statutes, codes, and legislation. D. The long-range plan shall be produced in accessible formats and shall be advertised and made available to patrons. 8.2. Network libraries shall review long-range plans at least annually and shall assess progress toward meeting objectives. Provision 8.2 is met. 8.3. Network libraries shall develop and implement methods for evaluating patron satisfaction at least every 3 years. When patron satisfaction is evaluated, the results shall be used to improve services. Patron satisfaction survey was conducted in 2012 with a 37% response rate. The survey was just completed, so staff is now aware of how patrons access services, whether or not they use the facilities or contact the library via telephone, use the newsletter for information, etc. Programmatic and other decisions are made accordingly. 9. Policies and procedures. 9.1. Network libraries and machine lending agencies shall have written policies and procedures for library operations designed to meet service goals. A. Network libraries shall have written statements of policy for collection, development, and maintenance, for materials selection, for the reproduction of materials in accessible formats, and for interlibrary loan. Copies will be shared with NLS, NSS. This is being met. B. Network libraries and machine lending agencies shall have written statements of policy for service provision to patrons, including patron confidentiality and for patron behavior and library usage. This is being met. C. Network libraries and machine lending agencies shall produce upon request service policies and procedures in accessible formats. This is being met. D. Network libraries and machine lending agencies shall communicate any changes in policies, procedures, or services offered to other libraries, units, and NLS affected by the change in a timely manner. This is met. 9.2. Network libraries and machine lending agencies shall review their policies and procedures biannually. This is met. 9.3. Regional libraries and machine lending agencies shall consult with LC-NLS in the development and review of policies and procedures resulting in network collections and services. Not applicable. 9.4. Subregional libraries shall include regional libraries in the development and review of service policies. This is met. 9.5. Regional libraries with subregional libraries shall include representatives of subregional libraries as advisors in the development and review of operational policies. Not applicable. 9.6. Network libraries and machine lending agencies shall provide staff and cooperating units with an up-to-date manual that includes policies and procedures. This is met. 9.7. Network libraries and machine lending agencies shall inform patrons of service policies and shall notify patrons of changes that will affect them. Up-to-date copies of service policies shall be maintained on fully accessible websites and provided in other accessible formats. This is met. 9.8. Network libraries and machine lending agencies shall develop or make available instructional materials in accessible formats to assist patrons in the use of this library service. This is being done. 9.9. Regional libraries shall work with subregional libraries to develop strategies that contribute to a consistent range and quality of service in the geographic area served. This is met. 10. Reports, statistical, and narrative. 10.1. Network libraries shall maintain current and accurate statistical records to document use, services, and acquisitions to meet the requirements of the administering agency, the funding agency, and the LC-NLS, and to generate information for planning purposes. Provision 10.1 is being met within the CUL library system. 10.2. Network libraries shall prepare an annual narrative and statistical report and shall make it available in accessible formats to administering agency, the funding agency, patrons, LC-NLS, and other interested parties. Provision 10.2 is met. Last CMLS reconciliation was done September 2012. 11. Personnel. 11.1. Network libraries shall operate under all appropriate federal, state, and local laws under a written equal employment opportunity or affirmative action plan. Provision 11.1 is met. 11.2. Network libraries shall make every effort to advertise to, solicit applications from, and employ qualified persons with disabilities. Provision 11.2 is met. 11.3. Network libraries shall maintain a commitment to cultural diversity. Provision 11.3 is met. 11.4. Network libraries and machine learning agencies shall prepare an organizational chart describing clear lines of authority and reporting. Provision 11.4 is met. 11.5. Network libraries and machine learning agencies shall develop and maintain a current position description for each title or each category of position. Provision 11.5 is met. 11.6. Network libraries and their administrative agencies shall, at a minimum of once every 5 years, jointly review and determine staffing patterns and requirements based on, but not limited to, the following: long-range plans, demographics of the service population, geography, services provided, service patterns, physical facility, use of technologies, support provided by the administering agency, and the guidelines included in these standards. AADL has only administered WLBPD since January 2009, but the service model, incorporating it as a service and not a separate library within a library, allows for great flexibility. When more circulation staff is needed to process incoming or outgoing materials, more hours are assigned. Use of the AT consultant's time was recently evaluated, and the hours of work were shifted to provide better patron use of the AT lab. 11.7. The administrative head of a network library shall possess a master's degree in library science from an ALA-accredited program and shall be on the same administrative level as comparable unit heads within the administering agency. Provision 11.7 is met. 11.8. Staff performing reader advisory service shall possess a bachelor's degree. Provision 11.8 is being met. 11.9. Network libraries and machine learning agencies shall plan and conduct formal orientation programs for employees that include information about blindness and disabilities that qualify individuals to use this service, as well as on the structure and philosophy of service. Provision 11.9 is met. 11.10. Network libraries and machine learning agencies shall send appropriate staff members who have completed at least 1 year on the job to the LC-NLS orientation program. Provision 11.10 is met. 11.11. The regional library shall provide training and orientation for appropriate sub-regional library employees within the first 6 months of employment. Not applicable. 11.12. Network libraries and machine learning agencies shall encourage and support relevant continuing education activities for staff at all levels of the organization. A. Network libraries and machine learning agencies shall encourage and support staff participation in professional organizations. B. Network libraries and machine learning agencies shall encourage and support site visits and staff exchanges to other libraries as appropriate. C. Appropriate staff of network libraries and machine learning agencies shall participate in computer system user groups and other professional meetings and seminars. Provision 11.12 is met. 11.13. Appropriate staff of network libraries and machine learning agencies shall participate in meetings of patron organizations. Provision 11.13 is met. 11.14. Appropriate staff of network libraries and machine learning agencies shall participate in network conferences. Provision 11.14 is met. 11.15. An LC-NLS network consultant shall visit new directors of regional libraries within the first 6 months of employment. Not applicable. 11.16. LC-NLS will provide training materials relating to the operation of the new digital player to be used to orient new network employees and to update current employees. Provision 11.16 is met. 12, research and development. 12.3, network libraries shall test, evaluate, and use new technologies, equipment, services, and materials to improve access to information and library services, as well as to improve library services and operations. Appropriate AADL staff across the system, from IT staff to outreach and neighborhood services, circulation and youth and adult services, and collections staff to the assistive technology consultant, are asked to test, evaluate, and use new technologies. 12.4. Network libraries shall use compatibility and interoperability with local and national systems as criteria for evaluating and selecting technologies, equipment, services, and materials. WLBPD at AADL has used regional and national resources in determining which purchases to make for AT lab equipment and software, new card printer for WLBPD, described DVDs, and more. 13. BARD, Braille and Audio Reading Download. Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD, was developed and is maintained by the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, LCNLS, for use by eligible readers who have access to the internet and to the network of cooperating libraries. This website holds a collection of all audio titles physically produced in digital format since 2008, and all audio titles for which LCNLS has a digital master or will convert to digital format from an analog format. The site also contains downloadable copies of audio magazines being produced on analog cassette. All audio, future Braille titles, and existing web Braille titles will be mounted on BARD once they have passed quality assurance. The site will enable both readers and network libraries to download titles from the LCNLS National Collection for personal reading pleasure by the reader, or as a master for duplication of additional copies if so needed by a network library. The following standards enumerate both LCNLS and network library responsibilities for BARD. 13.1. BARD shall be available to all eligible individuals, network libraries, and other eligible institutions. This is met. 13.6. Regional libraries are responsible for administration of BARD, such as reviewing online applications and approving or rejecting patrons for the BARD service. This is met. 13.7. Regional libraries shall be responsible for first-line technical support regarding the use of BARD. LCNLS shall provide higher-level technical support to network libraries upon request. Currently, the regional library is meeting this. 13.9. Regional libraries shall meet a one-business-day turnaround time to approve or reject BARD applications coming from currently verified patrons. If not currently verified, revert to the five-business-day turnaround time. Currently, the regional library is meeting this. 13.11. Does your library and appropriate subregional libraries respond to approval requests for third-party players within one business day? Currently, the regional library is meeting this. ASCLA-NLS Revised Guidelines, 2011. These guidelines, including categories, definitions, and target numbers, are to be used to determine appropriate and optimal levels. They assume a network library is performing all functions and meeting all standards presented. It is important to interpret and apply these guidelines in light of local conditions such as organizational structure, the structure and philosophy of service, categories of staff and responsibilities assigned to specific titles and levels of staffing, and specific functions performed by the individual network library. 1. Personnel. 1.1. Categories of staffing. A. Professional librarian. Possesses a master's degree in library science from an ALA-accredited program. Subregional librarian meets this standard. B. Reader advisor. Possesses at minimum a bachelor's degree from an accredited institution. The reader advisor works directly with the patron to determine reading patterns and preferences to ensure that individual needs are met. The reader advisor undertakes other duties as appropriate to enhance and support library services. C. other professional, paraprofessional, positions that do not require a library degree but may require appropriate degrees or certification in another field. Primary responsibilities do not include reader advisory service. Position responsibilities and qualifications are greater than those for technical support staff. Examples may include but are not limited to system manager, studio manager, production specialist or manager, information technology, technical services, volunteer coordinator, and outreach coordinator. D. Technical staff. Examples may include but are not limited to equipment repair and maintenance, systems support, and production services. E. Support staff. Examples may include but are not limited to shipping and receiving, duplication services, and reception. 1.2. Levels of staffing. A patron is an individual, a deposit collection, or an institution registered for service. FTE means full-time equivalent. When a network library's number of patrons is not equal to the number in the guideline or its multiple, the staffing FTE will be calculated on a percentage basis. 1.2.1. Regional libraries. Not applicable. A. Professional librarian. 1 full-time administrator. 1 FTE librarian for each 4,000 patrons. B. Reader advisor. 1 FTE for each 2,600 patrons. 1 reader advisor staffing may consist of full-time positions dedicated to this function and or a combination of participating staff members who have reader advisory services as assigned duties. C. Other professional paraprofessional. 1 FTE for each 3,000 patrons. D. Technical staff. 1 FTE for each 2,000 patrons. E. Support staff. 1 FTE for each 1,500 patrons. 1.2.2. Subregional libraries at 464 patrons requires 1.04 FTE. 464 from NLS 2012 full year statistics. AADL reported 2.8 FTE in 2011, 3.09 in 2010. A. Professional librarian, 1 full time up to 4,000 patrons requires 0.116 FTE. B. Reader advisor, 1 FTE for each 1,500 patrons requires 0.309 FTE. C. Other professional paraprofessional, 1 FTE for each 3,000 patrons requires 0.155 FTE. D. Technical support staff, 1 FTE for each 1,000 patrons requires 0.464 FTE. 2. Space. 2.1. Guidelines for determining minimum space requirements. Minimum size. Reception area, 200 square feet, continuously staffed and properly furnished. Reading room area, 400 square feet, located near the reception area, stocked with catalogs, brochures, books, and magazines on cartridge, cassette, and in braille. Include tables with digital and cassette machines equipped with earphones for private listening. Aids for eligible patrons. Work area, 150 to 175 square feet per person. Space required for desks, patron files, clerical staff and records, volunteers, automated equipment, and passageways. Offices area, 125 square feet per person. Private offices for at least the head and the assistant head. Librarians and others may share. Recording area, 600 square feet, includes space for recording booth, duplicating units, and shelving for master and blank media. Storage, includes a loading dock accessible to the postal truck. Shipping and receiving area, 1,500 square feet. Equipment and supply storage area, 800 square feet, for storage of catalogs, brochures, and a 3-month supply of machines. Equipment area, 500 square feet, for cleaning, diagnostics, and repair, should have adequate electrical outlets and network connectivity. Conference room area, 500 square feet, should be available. Staff lounge, 300 square feet, should be available. Book stacks area, C2.2. Square footage required must be estimated after calculating linear feet of shelving. Note, network libraries located in the administering library may adapt the square footage requirement for shared spaces.